Hey y'all, thanks for tuning in. Today I wanted to start a new fresh topic that came to my awareness recently. As I was researching on astrology, and the more and more deeper I get into my connection with that and the affinity I've had with that, I start to understand more. And today I really wanted to touch on the subject of duality and the sun and moon sign and what that has to do with the duality in each of us. And once we can recognize that, we are able to maneuver more meaningful relationships with those that are close to us. So when we start to get in on the sun and the moon sign, you have to think of yourself as... you are dual in nature. So whatever you are or you identify with, and that's a whole nother subject that I also want to highlight for people that feel maybe they might be more lenient to the opposite sex and, you know, transgender community, so on and so forth. But that's something that we're going to highlight as part of that, because that might have something to do with that balance not being balanced, you know. And so once you think of yourself, you think that there's another version of you that exists, and that other version of you, because we are all dual in nature, so that means that whatever female version of you, there is another male version of you that is deep within inside you. So that represents the sun and the moon. Your sun sign is your masculine energy, and your moon sign is your feminine energy, because that is the more emotional, in tune, intuition, and the masculine sun, and the fierceness, and the logic, and, you know, so on and so forth. And because of that, you have to realize that it affects some of people's relationships and why they may feel like they're in balance. Because people go around saying, well, I'm a Gemini because my sun sign is Gemini, but neglecting the fact that I have a moon sign, you know, and that has to do with my feminine emotions and how I think, because it's also left brain, right brain, you know, understand, because everything in Hermeticism is dual in nature. So once you start to realize that, you start to realize that my sun sign affects more so the relationships I have with women and what I look for as far as female friends. And that's your more aggressive nature, because that's the man that's searching for the woman. You understand what I'm saying? So the emotional side of my moon sign would be that male side that's looking for a female. No, I mixed it up. My moon, if it was a man, so on and so forth, if I was a man, then the feminine side would be the female side of himself that is looking for male friends. So it's all reversed, you understand? So once you understand that, it's kind of a reversal. So my sun is more so affecting what kind of females I seek out, what kind of, how driven I am, what my ideals are. And the moon sign is more so how you feel, the intimate relations you have. And mine is I am Aquarius moon. So those two signs are both air, so they're more so balanced, because they seek out some of the same things. So if it was to be a sign, two signs that were completely opposite, the sun and the moon that were opposite from each other, then you would be seeking out two different, completely different things, meaning you would be imbalanced, and you wouldn't, you know, it's that dual nature that's not balanced. It's not balanced. And I just wanted to touch on that and make people realize when you go around and you're claiming sun this and I'm a Gemini, always remember that there's a moon sign that affects you and affects the relationships that you have with others.